Hi all. Let's start with a new chapter of labor law applicable to the healthcare institution. I, Dr. Atul Pawar, would be taking you in this series of three parts. So let's start with part A. Labor law applicable to the healthcare institution. The objectives of this labor law would be laws governing to the shop and other establishments in India, Industrial Employment Act and its impact on the hospital, understanding the employment state insurance scheme and provident fund, and gratuity and its benefits to the employees in India. The structure would be Industrial Employment Act, what exactly Industrial Employment Act is, what exactly is the Shop Establishment Act, and employer to furnish appointment letters to the employees, with employment state insurance policies, employees provident fund act, payment of gratuity, maturity benefit, and its interval period and maturity benefits. So let's start. Hospital as an organization is the most complex to handle and manage the intensity of this aspect in the increase because of the dealing with qualified persons such as specificity of superficial specialty doctors, semi-skilled laborers, or such as nurses, paramedical staff, cath lab technicians, lab technicians, doctors, physiotherapists, or non-qualified workers such as ward boys, ayabais, or unskilled non-professionals such as chartered accountant, marketing professionals, human resources persons, health economists, or semi-skilled like electricians, MID technicians, CSSD persons. This task has become more wide or more delicate because of its keep up the pace with the existing labor laws and human issues while dealing with all different persons in day-to-day functions. Some of these acts related to the labor issues are set up by Industrial Employment Act in 1946, Shop Establishment Act of 1954, Employment State Insurance Act of 1948, Employment Provident Fund Act of 1952, Payment Gratuity Act of 1972, Maturity Benefit, Minimum Wages Act, Payment of Wages, Payment of Bonus, Factors Act, Workers' Compensation Act, Trade Union Act, and Industrial Dispute Act. Industrial Employment Act of 1946. The main aim of Industrial Employment Act applicable in hospital industry because to reduce conflicts between unnecessary industrial dispute for achieving industrial harmony and industrial peace. Nowadays, hospital is also considered as service industry, and the service it renders related to patient, both treatment of the patient in acute emergency and the patient with chronic emergency diseases. Treatment is given in OPD basis. Follow-up, it provides the complex service by the collaborative team of workers with skilled and semi-skilled and unskilled workers. The act of employment or establishment such as hospital or nursing home wherein 100 or more work women are employed on any day by preceding 12 months from small nursing home to big corporate or multi-speciality government run hospital or privately owned or a trust support hospital. The expression standing order or an industrial development act means relating to matter of different schedules of the act. The schedule sets of different models stating orders among the workmen doing manual or technical work or medical or paramedical staff, including nurses or workmen deployed in that particular area doing clerical or supervisory work. Terms of employment mentioned in the standing order prevail to the terms of individual agreement between the conflict of standing order of terms of contract. Formal shall provide standing order on binding of workers remaining in the industrial setup such as hospital or healthcare organization. The Employment Industrial Act, which is of 1946, is applicable to every establishment wherein 100 or more workmen are employed on any day preceding 12 months. Once the Act is applicable to industrial establishments such as hospital or healthcare, subsequent reduction in number of workers will not make an impact implicable. The hospital, for example, framed in industrial sections did not cease in operative or purchase of undertaking of any other employee. For example, Hiranandani Hospital, located in Vashi or Navi Mumbai, taken over by Fortis, is now known as Fortis Hiranandani Hospital. The schedule of the Industrial Employment Act in 1946 is referred to enumerate matters to be provided by standing orders or model standing orders or amendments. Within a period of 6 months from the date of the model standing orders, apply to any industrial structure, such as corporate hospital under the Act, the employer or workman employed there may submit the certificate officer 5 copies and drafts of amendments for the adaptation of the establishment. For example, a new corporate hospital is established in Thane district of Mumbai. The trade union of this particular hospital agreed to different clauses mentioned in the Industrial Environment Act. The minimum time period within which these standing orders will be applicable in such particular hospital will be 6 months from the date the order has been passed. The receipt, the draft of the certifying official shall provide the copy of the trade union if the workman within the form of notice period require the objection, which should be submitted within the 15 days. After giving the employer the representative of the workman opportunity to heard, the certifying officer shall decide whether to modify the necessity conditions in writing or not. The certifying official shall thereupon make the modification within 7 days and send copies to both the parties, hospital management and labor union. If the trade union in the government hospital wants to protest against any clause mentioned in the standing order, then they have to file an appeal to the appellant authority within 30 days, whose decision would be final. The standing order shall come in operation on expiry of 30 days from the dispatch of the authentic copies when the appeal has been formed. Within 7 days of the date of the receipt of the copies, the copy of the standing officer as final certified at the Act will be filed by the certifying officer, and a copy of standing order shall be made available by the payment of the prescribed fee. The certified standing order shall be passed to the pasted on the notice board, preferably at the entrance of the establishment or on the departments. The Industrial Employment Act, where a workman such as hospital pharmacist suspended by the employer, like the hospital management committee, and pending inquiry set up with the charges of misconduct, the employer shall pay the subsequent allowance at the rate of 50% of the wages at the first 90 days. 75% of the remaining period of any dispute pertaining to the payment of the subsequent days allowance can be raised before the labor court. Any dispute regarding the interpretation of the standing order shall be referred to labor court under the government, and the government has power to exempt the establishment conditionally or unconditionally. There are different schedules. There is one schedule, the standing order applied to all workmen established during the manual or technical work. This workman shall be classified as permanent workmen, prohibitions, badlis or substitutes, temporaries or casual workmen or apprentices. Every prohibitional who has completed the period of 3 months of uninterrupted services in the post in which he has provisionally been deployed can post an order in writing within 7 days from the date of completion of the service. Where a badlis system is prevalent, the manager shall submit the register of badlis shift with the following particulars: the names and the address of the nature of the work, nature of the occupation in which they have been adopted, and in which shift they have been working. Name of the badlis who are found to be irregular or in attendance inefficient to work shall be removed from the register. All temporary vacancies of the permanent workmen shall be filled up by appointing their badlis whose name are entered in the register maintained. After filling up all the permanent vacancies in the class of badlis who have worked in that occupancy shall be given preferences when they are employed. All badlis who have put in 190 days of uninterrupted service in the seasonal establishment, the service of whom has been terminated on account of completion of work, should be given the preference whenever there are vacancies to be filled in the name of the person wanting to be on the list. No person whose name is not entered in the waiting list shall be given preference unless or his name is not entered into the waiting list. Every class of workman shall be given his ticket number and name of the department. Notice displaying the periods of hours and shifts shall be displayed on the notice board of the different departments and notifying the weekly off and weekly holidays, dates of compensatory holidays and days of wages, rates of wages and allowance of the payable. Where there are more than one shift of the working shift available, then there is an alteration or discontinuation of any shift during the notice of 7 days to be given. when there is a discontinuance of any shift, then 1 month's notice period has to be given for the permanent employees as well as the principal. On the restart of any shift, of the employer has to be given notice in the newspaper having large circulation so that workmen at large can come to know of the said intimation. According to the Industrial Employment Act, any department in industrial setup like healthcare organization may be closed down after giving 1 month's notice to the workmen. The grant of leave is sole discretion of employer, thinking its consideration of existence of the work. Workman's desirous proceedings on leave shall make an application to the employer in writing both necessary permission for the leave and employment grant or refuse the leave. According to the Industrial Employment Act, an employee remaining absent for the period of more than his leave, then there is a possibility of he losing his learning of appointment unless he returns back within the period of 8 days. However, an employee who returns back after he loses the linen of appointment shall be appointed as badli if he returns back after a period of 15 days. Every employer is entitled to casual leave. However, this leave will be limited to 3 days at the time, and casual leave is intended to meet the special or unforeseen circumstances for which the provision can be made by exact rules. A female worker may be detained by the gatekeeper appointed by the employer in case of suspect of any wrongful possession of property, or may be searched by a female searcher, but the search shall be done in presence of two witnesses and not in the presence of male person. In case of stoppage of work, employee shall not be intimated immediately after the same. All notice should be under the standing order, shall be deployed in writing and particularly on the notice board. In case of strike affecting the whole part of the establishment of the department, the said closure may be intimated by the employer in writing and displayed in the department. The standing order of the permanent employees may be terminated by giving 14 days notice, by giving them 30 days wage, including all admissible laws. The reason for termination may be recorded in writing and communicated to him at the time of discharge. If the permanent workman leaves the service without giving notice, or no deduction on the account shall be made from his wages. All other employees other than permanent employees shall be terminated on the basis of their leaves without 1 month's notice. An order of termination of service will be in writing and shall be signed by the manager concerned, and this copy shall be given to the workman concerned. Following acts and commission on the part of the workman shall be amount of the misconduct in the hospital or healthcare society. Willful insubordination or disobedience, whether not in combination with another or lawful reasonable order of the superior, like staff nurse not following the order issued by the medical superintendent knowingly. Going on illegal strike or abetting, inciting or acting in further for the flash strikes, such as action taken against all nurses against the suspension order of one of his colleagues due to disciplinary protocols. If the permanent worker leaves the service without giving notice, or no deduction on the account shall be made from his wages. All other employees other than a permanent employee shall be terminated on the basis of their leaves without 1 month. An order of termination service shall be in writing, shall be signed by the manager and the concerned authority. Willful slowing down in performance or work or abandonment, injustification, therefore, in junior resident not turning up for the rounds and coming in late to start the hospital rounds. Theft or dishonesty in connection with the employer business property within the premises of the establishment, like episode of illegal theft of hospital syringes and needle, taking or giving bribes, like doctors accepting gift from pharma company or giving them a favor, habitual absence without leave of absence of 10 days, or overstaying the sanctioned leave without the permission of employer, also for not proper and sufficient ground, late attendance for not less than 4 occasions within the month, habitual breach of any standing order, like always not taking consent of the patient scheduled for the operation before shifting the patients in the OT, engaging the train with the premises of establishment of doctor manufacturing and selling his own company products while on duty, collection without the permission of manager of any money within the premises of establishment as sanctioned by the law, like government doctor taking money from the patient while doing operations, drunkenness or indecent behavior on the premises of the establishment, like doctor and the effect of alcohol while on call of duty, with full damages to work in process to property or establishment, like medical students stealing the medical books from the college library, holding meeting inside the premises of establishment without previous permission from the manager or in the owner, which forces like class 4 employees illegally using hospital premises for stage of dharna in order to protest against for the particular political party. Disclosing any authorized person for any information regarding the process establishment which may come under the act. A person disclosing HIV plus positive status to admitted patient to his friends by hospital staff or nurses unethically. Gambling within the premises, like playing jua in the hospital campus by class 4 employees on the night duty. Smoking or spitting in the premises of the establishment where it is prohibited. Failure to observe safety instructions notified by the employer or interference during safety services or equipment installed in the hospital, like ward boy entering ICU in his own sleeper and without wearing mask and head cap. Distributing or exhibiting within the premises of hospital a pamphlet or a handbills or a poster not related to the hospital, and previous sanction like doctor distributing nursing home address and facility available in the nursing home and private practices visiting cards while on duty. Refusal to accept the charge sheet or other communication served in accordance with the standing orders like professors, medical college or superintendent. Unauthorized positions of any lethal weapons in the establishment. No act which is committed on less than 3 occasions with the space of 1 year shall be treated as habitual. No order of dismissal shall be passed unless an inquiry is held in charge of level against the workman, and a workman against whom the inquiry is to be processed to be held shall be present before the inquiry. Given a charge sheet clearly setting the circumstances appearing against him, requiring his explanation, he shall be permitted to appear in person, though workman working in same department or the other office bearer of the trade union which is a member. Except for the reason recorded in the writing, the workman shall produce witness in his defense and cross-examine any witness who is evidence of the charge sheet. The concise summary of the evidence laid to either side of the workman's pleas shall be recorded. All proceedings of this inquiry shall be conducted in English, Hindi or Marathi, or according to the choice of the workman, or any local language as per their choice. According to the Industrial Employment Act, all disciplinary inquiries related to the professional misconduct shall be completed within the period of 3 months for the reason of recorded in writing may not be extended further as the period is expected to deem the necessity of the inquiry. According to the Industrial Employment Act, the workman against whom the action or inquiry is being conducted may be suspended pending the inquiry. The workman who is suspended shall pay the subsequent allowance at the following rates. For the first 90 days of the period of suspension, the subsidiary allowance shall be paid 50% of the total wages, that is half of his drawn per wages salary. If the inquiry gets prolonged, the workman continues to be under suspension for the period exceeding 90 days, the subsequent allowance is 75% of the total wages. Further, if the inquiry exceeds beyond the 180 days, then suspended employee gets 100% wages. However, if the findings of the inquiry officer show that workman has been directly liable for the delay of the subsequent allowance, may be reduced to half rate. The payment of the subsequent allowance shall be subject to workman taking up another employment during the period of suspension. The payment shall be awarded taking into account the gravity of the misconduct, previous record, repetition of the offence again and again by unauthorized absenteeism, negligence on duty by ward nurses again and again. In case of employee refusal to take charge sheet, the same may be served upon employee as a charge sheet and the presence of 2 witnesses if the employee further remains absent in the inquiry. Then inquiry may be proceeded as per the expertise. The workman may be warned, censored or fined in the following acts: absence without leave without sufficient cause, negligence in performing duties like ward doctor not performing night duties and not following the instruction, late attendance like nurse reporting coming late for the duties in night shift, neglect to work like junior resident neglected to import the importance of filing a blood requisition form, especially in the case of road traffic accidents, absence without leave without sufficient cause from the appointment place work like female physiotherapist not resuming to her duty after approved sanctioned leave, entering or leaving or attempting to leave the premises establishment at the gate and entrance appointed by the ward boy, like entering the hospital premises for emergency gate, committee nuisance of the premises of committing nuisance in the establishment of the hospital by admitting patients nuisance by the payment of the hospital bill at the time of discharge, breach of any rule of the instruction of maintaining or running any department like hospital, not carrying out mandatory file control measures in the hospital premises. Normal age for the retirement shall be 60 years unless it has been expressly agreed upon by the parties by settlement or agreement that the age of retirement shall be different in this binding of the parties. But Government of Maharashtra has made it mandatory retirement age, including government hospital employees, as 58. Every employee who leaves service on being retired or dismissed, discharged, shall be avoid delays, shall be given a service certificate if he asks for, which will be served as a purpose of work experience certificate for his future assignment. A case law. A controversy regarding interpretation of the standing order, model standing orders, can be decided by the labor court, like the office of chief labor commissioner. Domestic inquiry. No employer can punish his employee without holding inquiry into acts of misconduct committed by him. The principle involved is that nobody should be punished unheard. The inquiry nutshell is basically preliminary round, that is initial stages investigating any theft in the hospital of ICU. Framing and issuing charge sheet, written order, issuing disciplinary action of the hospital management against the fraud, frame against the hospital. Serving the charge sheet, like handing over the dismissal report or the culprit. Considering the worker's reply or response from the suspended or dismissed hospital employee. Appointing inquiry officer who can hear the stands of both parties to come to the legal conclusion. Holding actual inquiry. Recording employer's evidence. Cross-examination by defense. Recording evidence for the defense and plea of defense. Cross-examination by management by avoiding punishment after hearing both the parties are complete. There are certain principles of nature justice. Normal inquiry must be held in presence of diligent and he should be allowed to be defended by his representative so that no one can say that inquiry was biased by management and has given their judgment under the influence of management. There's another act of Shop and Establishment Act 1954. The main provision of this act is basically regulation of the hours of working, working schedule pattern of the hospital staff working in a general shift pattern. The hospital working is 24 hours shift. The payment of the daily wages is fixed on term contract basis of the worker and permanent staff. Leave and holidays, basically week off, 5 days work pattern, 24 hours pattern, with off on national holidays and weekly off on Sundays. Terms and services of these conditions of the persons employed in the Shop and Commission Act is basically establishment of how the post-retirement benefits, special compensatory allowance or non-practicing allowance for medical staff would be established. Employment of children below the age of 14 are not permissible under this act for housekeeping, collection, disposal of biomedical waste or in hospital laboratory or pantry should be discouraged. There are certain definitions under this act, like adult, what exactly adult means, what is a closed day, what is a closing hours, and commercial establishment, day and employee, employer, establishment, holiday, occupier, shop, wages, week, year, and young person. The occupier must fix the daily period of working. There's a club clock which is set. If the hospital staff is made to work more than 54 hours a day, the chief of the hospital director serves hospital service has to employ the employer 3 days in advance. By any given chance, if a hospital has to make an employee work for more than 54 hours, he has to establish a clock and has to inform the employer to be in advance for 3 days. The period of work of adult employee in establishment of each day must be so fixed that no period of continuous work exceed 5 hours. After 5 hours of the continuous work, a break of 30 minutes must be given. Further, no employee must require or allow to work for more than 5 hours before he has an interval of rest or meals before the for at least an hour. A time for such interval must be fixed by employer immediately to the chief inspector a week before. Such fixation must remain operative for a period not more than 3 months. The period of work of any day of an adult person must be so arranged that inclusive of his interval for the rest of meals, they do not spread over more than 10 hours, 10 and a half hours in commercial establishment, for more than 12 hours of in any shop. For example, if a hospital pharmacy is open for 24 hours, then maximum duty which can be assigned to pharmacists of the shop is 12 hours. Every shop and establishment must remain closed on the closed day. In addition to closed day, every shop and establishment has to remain closed on three of the national holidays of each year of the government's which government specifies. The Chief Labour Commissioner has to specify the following three national holidays: 26 January Republic Day, 15th August Independence Day, and 2nd October Gandhi Jayanti. The weekly holiday: every employee must be allowed at least 24-hour consecutive working in every week. Only medical shops are exempted from this duty due to urgency required in order to treat the patient who require life-saving medicines. Prohibition on employment of children: no child is allowed to work in any organization that involves hazardous occupation, which includes hospital and health sector. So, minimum age group to work in any hospital is 18 years. Wages: no deduction shall be made from the wages of an employee on account of closed day granted by the government. After 6 days of working, hospital staff will get a paid weekly off. Deduction which may be made from the wages: wages of an employee shall be paid to him without deduction of any of the any kind except on this subsections under 2. Deduction from the wages shall be made for more than following kinds: fines, deduction from the absence of the deduction duty, deduction for the damage or loss of goods, for the loss of money entrusted on the employee due to his neglect, for example, due to negligence of the ward boy, hospital air conditioner become irreparable. Deduction of the house accommodations supplied by the employer, rent fee officially accommodation in the hospital premises. Deduction for the amenities and services supplied by the employer, such as canteen, telephone, entertainment, conveyance allowance. Deduction for the recovery of advances like festival advance, house building advance, car purchase, home furniture. Deduction on income tax. Deduction required by order made by court, for example, of medical profession fee. It may be due to medical negligence on the part of doctors. Deduction of provident fund, public provident fund, compulsory provident fund, and voluntary provident fund. Deduction for insurance, health insurance, term insurance, life insurance, or vehicle insurance. Other deductions include city compensatory allowance or educational cess, professional tax. Leave. Privilege leave: every employee is entitled to have a privilege leave under the provision. Leave can be accumulated up to 3 times of the leave entitled after 12 months of employment. Where a leave is either refused or worker is discharged before he avails the leave at his credit, the employer shall pay full wage for the period of leave due, but payment only comprises of the basic salary and DRN's allowance only. No other allowance will be paid to the employer. Wages for the leave period shall be calculated on the basis of average of the wages during the period of 3 months, including DRN's allowance. Employees shall apply in writing 15 days in advance, and employer shall pass the order thereon later than 7 days to receipt of the application. PL leave should always be informed and sanctioned leave before the employee proceed for the PL leave. In the leave card, there have to be mentioned contact address, telephone number, so that emergency may be contacted. Sick or casual leave: every employee in the healthcare organization is entitled to sick leave or casual leave for the 12 days at the rate of 1 day for every month of year, means a calendar year, that is from January to December. But most of the government organizations give 10 days each sick and casual leave respectively in financial year, that is between 1st April to 31st March. Wages during leave: every employer shall be paid for the period of leave at the rate equivalent to the daily average of his wages for the days for which he's actually worked during the preceding 3 months. No other allowance will be paid except for the basic and DRN's allowance. In many government organizations, government doctors are not allowed to do private practices and are paid non-practicing allowance at the rate of 25% of their basic pay. However, NPA component is included into calculation of compulsory provident fund calculation and for the reimbursement of the paid leave.